Welcome to the Six Figure Speaker Podcast. I'm your host, Allie Kennedy. Get ready to empower millions with your message, stretch your belief of what's possible, and remember who you are as we lean in for another conversation around leadership, business, and what it takes to scale a global movement with speaking and events. If you want a case study for how you can have your next six-figure year, month, or weekend using virtual events, head on over to virtualeventtoolkit.com/case study today. Let's dive into today's episode.
Hello, wealthy woman. I am so excited to be here today. We have an incredible human on the line. We've got Megan in the house with us today. The owner of Valkyrie Fitness. She is basically a pro when it comes to helping people who are busy AF get fit AF, like drop weight, drop inches, but do it in a really cool way where they're working out like 10 minutes a day with what's around them. So if you guys haven't met Megan yet, I'm gonna introduce Megan. If you guys are on live with us, drop a hey, hello, what's up? Drop some love in the comments. If you're on the replay, drop a hashtag replay. Megan, what's up? How are you?
What's going on? So far, so good today. It's been a really good day.
Awesome. I'm super excited to have you on the line today. For those of you who don't know Megan, can you give us a little overview of who you are, who you help, what your business is?
Yeah, for sure. So my name is Megan. I'm the CEO and founder of Valkyrie Fitness and Nutrition. So I have prior experience in military and law enforcement. My wife, she's a nurse. So we travel full time. And when we started to do that, I ended up getting my personal training cert, my certification in nutrition. And now I help other frontline professionals who really struggle to lose weight, especially working 12-hour shifts. So I really focus in on finding, you know, easy ways for them to implement into the routine. That way it's not something that they have to work their life around. I kind of create the program around their life. So that way just falls into place and really just makes life a lot easier. That way they can lose up to 40 pounds in 16 weeks.
I love this. I love this, guys. And what Megan does, it's so unique. It's unlike any other trainer or fitness professional I've seen in the coaching industry or I've worked with, because it's so custom and it's so hands-on. And you know, Megan's just coming off the tail end of her best launch ever, and I wanted to bring her on to really share a little bit about what was going on, what she did to really come on the come up. Megan, tell us where you were at when we started working together. I know you were in like, you had a little bit of a dip going on. You were crushing it before and then things started to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, so it was just not, I wasn't really getting consistent with my sales, and I had a really good offer. Like I had a decent offer. It was just more like letting the people in my space kind of know. So I feel like that was where I was really struggling on how to bring it about. I know Allie jokes about this because I was selling t-shirts on the side and on TikTok, still do it every now and then, you know what I mean? Just for fun. But I was like relying on things like that inside of my business instead of like actually bringing decent clients on for my personal training business. So I was riding the struggle bus for a hot minute. And then, you know, once me and Allie started working together, it was more like crafting my offer to really make it look presentable in a different way that people have never seen before, and actually like highlighting the things that I do, because a lot of times, you know, people get into like a fitness, fitness program and they kind of think it's going to be the same as everything else, when in reality, it's completely different than what they've tried in the past.
Yeah, right. And I think that's one of the things too, guys, like Megan has this really hands-on approach. She's got this incredible partnership program where there's a lot of personalization, a lot of customization. And I know one of the things that when we started working together, you were kind of getting to that place where you were starting to hit like capacity. I know you wanted to raise your prices. We were like going through a little bit of about to hit that cap with scaling. Can you tell everybody kind of like what was going on in that sense?
Yeah, so I was like undercharging for what I was doing. I was like she said, like a lot of hands on. So it was just getting to a place to like mentally on where I could raise my pricing was one thing. And just so that way I could take on less clients, because I was undercharging. So I had to take on more people, which was putting more pressure on me to keep up with, you know, 30-ish clients. And, you know, clients are going to get the best results if you, if you're working with more and more and more of them, rather than just charging more for your actual services and then working with less people. So that way you're still making a good amount of money, but not having to burn yourself out in the process.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. 100%. So, you know, for context, guys, Megan and I work together. We did one virtual event so far. She's on the tail end of celebrating that launch. Where are you at right now? Like a little over 17K from that launch?
Yeah. Yeah. Just over that. And then we have a few other things that we're planning to push out to grab a few more people in the process as well.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, we've got a couple things coming up. I'll let Megan tell you what's happening when we get to the end. And so what were some of the things that you feel like really helped together? Because I know we do. So guys, for context, like some of the stuff that I do is really hands-on and really personal. So Megan and I, before we ran the six-figure speaker system, we ran her virtual event. We did like a VIP day. We were really hands-on, popped the hood in her business. Megan, what were some of the things that you took out of that VIP day that you felt like were really successful in the launch overall?
Yeah, I would definitely say it was the way we kind of structured how the offer even looks. So like changing the names of things that way people, you know, if I say, oh, I help you with nutrition, like every coach is going to say that. It's more like showing people, crafting it in a certain way, and then making, like how you always say, like make it sound sexy. But it did really work because I was having current clients going, do I have that? And I'm like, yeah, this is the same, you know, the same program. I just, you know, just, we just made a shift in it. So people were really excited to like hear about it. It sparked a lot of interest, and people were, they were a lot less worried about price as well too. I got so many less price objections inside of my business, just the way we crafted the offer. Another thing too was just planning out all of the, you know, the strategy inside of posting, emailing, how to essentially talk about the offer in a really good way. That way people were aware. So that was a huge thing I needed to work on, because I was posting a lot of value inside of my group and, you know, in my emails and things like that, but people weren't super aware that I had a actual program to sell. So the more we pushed it out, the more people were aware. They like understood I have a program to sell. Obviously, like I have my Facebook group that they could still get information, but now they're all aware, like, hey, you know, she's got a program if I want to, you know, step into something like that. So just having the, basically, it was almost like the playbook of how to set up, you know, from start to finish, and to make your offer, you know, awareness for the people that are inside your world.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. And that was one of the things. Megan was super consistent inside of her group. She has an incredible Facebook community. She has a really great community she's building for frontline professionals and LGBTQ plus. So if you guys are in that niche, or like I said, you're even just somebody who's busy and really wants to get in shape, like hit up Megan, get inside of her community. It's popping off. She was delivering a ton of value, but that was the one thing with like, with this new offer, we refine the brand, we refine the name. I like to call it a super sexy offer. So basically what we did, because Megan's process is so unique, she's got a unique method she uses. We took that unique angle and we applied it to every single thing that we created. So, you know, we turned her offer and her group into like the Fit Frontliner movement. Instead of just like, here's a fitness group, we created this movement. And then we're like, okay, how does the offer act as a vehicle for this? How does the event act as a vehicle for this? And then as we made those shifts in the naming conventions and the brand, one of the things we did was like, okay, we're not just posting content, we're creating offer awareness. So everything that we did, if she shared a testimonial, like I made her on-brand templates for the testimonials. So everybody kept seeing Fit Frontliner, Fit Frontliner, Fit Frontliner over and over and over. So if you guys are like, what is the offer awareness thing? I just wanted to share that with you. So that's one of the things that I noticed. It's a huge gap in the industry with people who are selling offers, is that people don't know you have an offer. So now our goal was like, let's make sure the entire internet knows who Megan is, what she sells, and what the actual offer is. So I love that you did an incredible job being like building that awareness, being consistent. Megan showed up, guys, too. Like, it wasn't just the strategy. I want to give Megan a lot of credit because she really showed up visible AF during her launch. Like, she was on email, she was in the group, she was in the stories, she ran the event. So it was really this whole like, we're not ending the launch without somebody knowing the name of this offer. And I really think that that was helpful in terms of like the awareness and the success, and even for people buying in the future. One of the other things that we did, Megan, so I want to talk to you a little bit about the price, because the price was a place, and I know you, there was like a while where you even knew, you're like, I need to raise the price, I need to raise the price. And even when we started doing the launch, we had an original, place to go. You're like, let's double it, let's go here. And we started kind of stair stepping instead, just to get some certainty behind that. But I want to have you talk a little bit about the price raise process, because let me know if you guys are in the audience, maybe you're in that place right now where you want to raise your price, like 1,000, 2,000, double it, triple it, and maybe you're in the same place. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about what that process was like for you, even internally and like externally, what was happening when you were presenting it to clients.
Yeah, like I knew I needed to raise my price because I was charging $13.97 for the 12-week program. But again, I was doing a lot of like done for you stuff. So it took a lot of time on my end. And like I just kind of felt like being fitness, I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't charge that much or something like that. But the more we talked about the offer, the more, you know, we kind of presented it, the more brought awareness to it. You could tell that it was something that was definitely gonna be a lot more, a lot more, I don't like to say the word expensive, but just in this, just a price point that reflects the actual offer. So we started, we're trying to aim for a 3K offer. And for me, it was like a mindset shift, right? I'm selling at $13.97 for the past few months. It's a converting offer. I'm like, okay, it works. And for me, it was also too, like understanding, like, you know, there's some people inside of, you know, my niche that might not be able to afford it. But then you have to take a step back and be like, okay, like there are actually people that will pay for your offer, especially when you talk about it and they could see the value inside of it too. So that was another thing too, right? We like Allie made sure like people could see the value inside of the offer. So as I started to I just incrementally raised it. So I went from like $13.97 to $1,800 to $19.99, and now I'm at $24.99. And the next step is to get to that 3K, and it's already converting at $24.99. So it's not like, you know what I mean? Like I haven't had any price objections throughout really the whole process in that either, just the way we position how the offer looks. So it was more like internally for me, like, okay, I gotta slowly build this up. And that's what I messaged Allie. I was like, look, I gotta slowly build this up. It's just me. It's not anything else. So for some people, it just might take some time for you to just raise your price, but like understand that your offer is 100% worth it. So do it the way that you're gonna feel comfortable, because if you don't feel comfortable raising it like automatically to, you know, double the amount that you're already charging, then just slowly bring it up. You know what I mean? Like see how it feels as you raise it. People say yes, then do it again and then see how you feel. So it's definitely something that I feel like most coaches struggle with, and it's something that will take some time, but as long as you know that your offer is worth that and you take the baby steps, right? You take some baby steps and you'll get there eventually. So that's kind of what we ended up doing.
I love that. Yeah. Megan's got a plan in place too, to get up to 3K, and you know, that certainty piece too, right? And that was one of the things in the beginning was like, let's just tweak the messaging so that you have certainty on how much value is in this offer and that they have certainty. They can see what's actually being delivered and how valuable it is for them. And then also too, when we did that event, it just creates a different level of authority inside of your community too. So when you go into something like a price raise and people see you hosting this virtual event inside of your community, it creates a little bit of a different energy around you as the leader and the authority on that topic. And how was that event experience like for you? I know you did pretty well, even just off the ticket sales. Like, so for context, we did a free event. There was a VIP upsell. What was the result of even just like, you started making money before the event even happened from the VIP upsells, right?
Yeah, so we sold VIP, it was around like 400 in VIP because we only charged, I think it was, what did we start with, 27, I think? Yeah, for VIP. So the goal next is to increase that. But yeah, I had sales to start then. So people got in prior to ask questions. They got a couple other things inside of the VIP as well. But, you know, the virtual event, I've never done anything like that before. So it was definitely new in terms of like a new experience for me, which is good, right? Because again, you have to kind of step out of your comfort zone in order to grow. So that was something that also gave me a lot of really good ideas inside of my own business. So even though we did the virtual event, I did the launch and things like that, it gave me other ideas to implement inside of my business to kind of repurpose what we went over inside of the live event. So that has been a really big game changer too, you know, inside of like how I can build trust inside of my program, because people really need to see you a lot in order to trust you and you know, jump into your program. So the virtual event definitely builds a ton of trust inside of your community.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. And right now we're kind of working on, I know Megan's done some stuff on the back end to help, like to help with more passively selling behind the scenes. So taking some of that content, repurposing it to really start warming up her audience, building trust, doing some like behind the scenes sales stuff with that. And then one of the other things we have is, so one of the other things that we did, and I'll have Megan talk about it just for a minute before we wrap up, is we have a membership coming up. So Megan was at this place where she was like about to be capped with one-on-one. And I know she, Megan mentioned she was like raising the price. I don't know if anybody's going to like, who are they going to buy? So what we did was we took some of her converting lower ticket offers and we wrapped them up inside of a membership to start building her recurring income. And then I'll let you talk a little bit about that, because now we have the membership coming up, which is going to scoop up anybody who wasn't a match for her higher ticket, higher level offer. So tell us a little bit about the membership that you have coming up too.
Yeah, for sure. So basically, I'm going to have the ability for people coming into the membership to kind of pick and choose what type of workout program they want to get involved in. And then obviously have like the ability to switch out just because I work with people that are so busy. So I'm like going to have like a 10-minute workout you know, program. Then I'll have stuff for people that might need to pass their ACFT if they're in the military. Maybe you're a night shift worker and you can only work out a few times a week. So just having different choices inside of the membership is going to be a really big thing. And then also having access to a couple modules just to walk them through some really important things inside of fitness. So, you know, where to start out at, mindset training, you know, how to really work on your own nutrition. So things that people might not want inside of a one-on-one program, they can get access to. They can start seeing results immediately. And then if they do want something more customized, give them the opportunity to eventually join into my higher ticket program. But this will get people results and show them the path that maybe they're really struggling with, because I have a lot of people come into my group that are like, I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. I don't know what this X, Y, and Z, and they may have never worked with a coach before. So it'll give them the opportunity to, like, you know, get in, you know, teach them how as a frontline professional to really start seeing results, because they're already working crazy schedules anyway. And then eventually see if they want something more customized for them to bring them into my one-on-one program.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. One of the things that's super cool, Megan built out these custom tracks, these workout tracks that they're all going to be on brand. So she's basically now she's able to scale kind of what she's been doing behind the scenes. She's found enough patterns in her higher ticket offer that we're kind of making this a more scalable place for people to start. And then we're building in this awareness bridge inside of her membership. So again, these kind of like selling on the back end, little things that we can pepper into the client journey that are going to bring awareness to her higher ticket offer, show them what's next, and really help to nurture them into, you know, if they're ready for higher level, something higher level, while they're still building those daily actions that are going to help them get results inside of her program. So I love this. I'm super excited for your membership. You guys are going to see a lot more of Megan because she's like just getting started. She's barely scratched the surface. So Megan, what would you say to anybody who's considering like working with me or even, you know, doing virtual events or anything that we're doing here inside of the Wealthy Woman Movement?
Yeah, I definitely, I suggest it. Like I would highly suggest working with Allie. She's going to get inside of your, you know, what you're currently doing. She's going to peel everything back. She's going to point out different things. She's going to give you a way to, you know, give awareness inside of your community, change some things up that you might, and a lot of times we don't know what to change, right? Like we're business owners. So we're constantly thinking on what we need to help out with our clients. So sometimes we just need someone to step back and look at what we're doing and peel back, like what we need to change, like how we need to market it. So it is something that I highly suggest, especially having like that one-on-one. You know, a lot of times we get stuck in these group programs and you don't get the same amount of help that you really need, especially when it comes to questions or someone actually looking at your program. Because a lot of times these, like a group training program, they're not going to look at your offer, they're not going to look at the inside of your business. So having someone to step inside and just be like, do this, don't do that. It's a big help. And it cuts down a lot of like time. It'll cut down a ton of time and a lot of confusion on your end. So you're not like trying to figure everything out on your own. And you know, when you waste time in a business, you waste money. So, you know what I mean? So it's an investment in yourself and it's an investment in growing your business and just becoming better and better and better and showing up for yourself and your clients too.
I love this. I love this. Megan, we are cheering you on. She is, like I said, she's just on the back end of $17,000 and plus launch. She's got her membership coming up, which is going to just really shift the entire paradigm of the fitness industry. I cannot wait. I'm going to make sure that we tag Megan inside of the notes here, inside of the Facebook group and on the show if you guys are listening on the podcast or anything like that. So you can go connect with Megan, go join her Facebook community. If you are somebody who's on the front line, you are former, you know, military, police, or you're just busy, or maybe you're an entrepreneur and you're done. I know I've worked with a lot of other coaches and they wanted me to be in the gym for like an hour. I'm like Megan's just showed me behind the scenes of her membership. I'm gonna be going through her program too. It's like 10 minutes. So if you guys want to get fit in like 10 minutes, Megan's gonna dial you in. So Megan, thank you so much for coming on. Anything else that you want to add before we sign off?
I will say, like, you know, again, your business is something that you invest your time and everything in. So be sure to, you know, really, really take the opportunity to, if anything, just talk to Allie, just get an idea on where she could even help you or if she could help you and pinpoint some areas inside your business where you really need some help. And that alone is huge. So definitely take the opportunity to do that.
Megan, you're a rock star. Guys, let's give it up for Megan. Megan, she's crushing it while she's on the road, while she's traveling, while she's embodying what she teaches too. So it's just the coolest thing ever to work with her. I'm gonna drop all of her links and everything so you guys can get in touch with her. You can go binge her content. She's got an incredible Facebook community. She's got tons of incredible content and her programs are top notch in the industry. And if you're going to get in, you want to get in now because she's going to raise the price more. All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. This was incredible. Megan, thank you so much for coming on. We will see you guys so, so soon. I'm sending you all so much love.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Six Figure Speaker Podcast. I'm so grateful that you're here. Connect with me on Instagram at theelliekennedy.com and let me know how this episode landed for you. I love reading and listening to your messages, and I look forward to seeing how you're integrating this information into your life, your business, and the way you lead. Make sure you check out the show notes below for ways to go deeper in this work, and I'll see you soon for another episode of the Six Figure Speaker Podcast.